They Were Afraid, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
For to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, an empty tomb, is not good news, not for sinners, apart from his death for sinners.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon and an Ascension sermon for any size gift during the 50 days of Easter. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support during the Easter season.
Well, what do you know? That's my favorite Easter hymn, and it's playing right now at LutheranPublicRadio.org, along with hundreds of other Easter hymns. All through the Easter season, it's Sacred Music for the World at Lutheran Public Radio, and during the Easter season, the strong emphasis is on the hymns and the sacred music of the Easter season 24/7. That means when you go home today and you're making dinner, you can turn it on, LutheranPublicRadio.org, and listen as long as you want to sacred music for the Easter season. When you're going to bed tonight, when you get up in the middle of the night, when you wake up in the morning, it's there for you all through the 50 days of Easter 24/7 at LutheranPublicRadio.org. A way of saying thank you to our listeners for all their faithful listening and support, and a way of reminding you that Easter isn't just a day, it's 50 days, it's a whole season to celebrate Christ's resurrection at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Now, Ed Young is known for his publicity stunts. Not many in his circle, in his community, or his congregation view them as publicity stunts. And if they do, they tend to kind of let it pass by. But lately, I think it's growing a little thin. On Easter Sunday morning, Ed Young decided that as part of his Easter message, having something to do with animals, he's kicking off a sermon series on animals. I don't know what that's about. But during the Easter season, instead of focusing on Christ's resurrection, apparently has something to do with animals, he thought it would be a good idea to bring in the king of the jungle, a lion, a male lion in a cage. He had a lion tamer there who was making sure that the lion was appropriately feisty for everyone to see, and he preached his sermon carrying also a live lamb in his arms. I don't know what he was saying. We're going to listen to a story from CNN about this. He's got a few people upset in the congregation, and then people who didn't want to see live animals kind of exploited in this way also have a say, too. He says, look, this is just about the church regaining its creativity. Now, I want to know what you think about this during Audio Open Lines. As we listen to the story from CNN, what do you think about Ed Young's use of animals, live animals, during an Easter Sunday service? Now, you know, we've seen live nativities where we're trying to recreate the nativity scene with live animals. That's one thing. This is kind of different. This is Easter Sunday morning, a lion and a lamb. I think he's trying to make some kind of a biblical reference, but I want to know what you think about it. Is it just a stunt? Is it a good sermon illustration? Is it a way of the church regaining its creativity and somehow reaching people who wouldn't be reached unless you had a live lion in a cage on Easter Sunday morning? Now, our call-in number live this Thursday afternoon, the 12th of April, during Audio Open Lines for the remainder of the program, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email with your reaction to Ed Young's Live Lion and Lamb on Easter Sunday morning. It's talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or leave your reaction to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. What do you make of the latest from Ed Young, his lion and lamb live on Easter morning as part of the kickoff of his sermon series on animals? Here's the story from CNN.
So has the lion handler. Look at him.
Stacy Smith of the Humane Society of Flower Mound attended worship service at the Fellowship Church Easter morning after hearing that live animals might be a part of the service. When a lion and lamb were brought out, Smith recorded it with her cell phone.
Now see, when we think of Jesus, we don't think of a lion, do we?
Or the handlers of the lion ran around the cage, sort of poking at him and taunting him to get him to lunge around.
Young's message: the paradox of Jesus as both lion and lamb. But Smith says she came away with a different paradox: mistreatment of animals in a place designed to teach compassion.
Thousands and thousands of churches are able to convey the same exact message without using live animals.
Pastor Young told us the 17-year-old lion lives on a 55-acre ranch in California.
We would never do anything to endanger our people. Also, we would never do anything to endanger an animal. We love animals.
All right. We'll get more of the story in just a minute. That's from CNN. Ed Young saying, look, we're not trying to endanger the animal. And I don't think anyone's saying that the animal's ever endangered, maybe exploited. But my question for you isn't so much with regard to whether the animal was exploited. What was this about? Was this just another publicity stunt from a pastor who's kind of known for his publicity stunt? He does bear a remarkable resemblance to the duo in Las Vegas, Siegfried and Roy, who love to use live large cats, too. I don't know if there's a connection there, but Easter Sunday morning, he thought it might be a good idea to kick off his Easter sermon series on animals with the King of the Beasts and the Lamb, of course, and he says it's about the paradox of Jesus as both lion and lamb. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. It's Audio Open Lines live this Thursday afternoon. I want your reaction to Ed Young's latest stunt. 1-877-623-6943, or leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Pastor Young is known for creative sermons. In January, Young and his wife spent 24 hours in a bed on the roof of the church. He called it a sexperiment. Lisa Chatlin, who attends services at Fellowship, says she enjoys Pastor Young and his message, but she told us she's disappointed.
I don't feel it's necessary. I think Ed Young has a way of getting his point across without live animals as props, as entertainment.
I think it's great to expose our kids, to expose the church to that. And I think for far too long, the church has sort of stifled creativity.
Young told us Fellowship will continue using wildlife over the next 5 weeks for a biblical series about animals called Wild.
All right, that's the story from CNN. I want to hear from you now. What do you think of Ed Young's latest stunt, bringing a live lion in a cage and a live lamb on the stage for Easter Sunday morning to kick off his sermon series on animals down at his megachurch in Dallas, Texas? He says, look, don't stifle my creativity. The church for too long has stifled creativity. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to be creative. Does that fly with you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Seems to me that the creativity category could allow for an awful lot of things, couldn't it? I mean, it's a pretty broad category for a pastor to resort to when he's being criticized for using a live lion and lamb on Easter Sunday morning. Nathan says, I feel sorry for this church members who miss out on good law and gospel and probably miss out on the body and blood of our Lord with reference to the Lord's Supper, but at least they have a show on for their kids at the church. Oh, wait, that's not what church is for, says Nathan. Nathan, thank you very much for listening, and thanks for your comment. Stephen Rochester, Minnesota says, this doesn't seem as bad as the other one. City people don't understand animals. Well, I don't know. A lion in a cage, on the stage, he wasn't being taunted by his handler, but he was being stimulated, we shall say, by his handler to reach through the bars of the cage and snarl and growl. And you can hear in the background Ed Young saying, you know, when we think about Jesus, we don't think about a lion. Well, what is the image of the scripture with regard to Christ as the lion of the tribe of Judah? Do you need a live lion on the stage to make that point? Really? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Aaron's listening in Seattle, Washington. Aaron says, why do these pastors feel the need to pull silly stunts to attract people to their church? It seems to go from bad to worse. Preach the word of God, and if people will not hear it, then perhaps they are lost. I think our nation is being judged more and more by God because people seem to want to have their ears tickled more and more, and they're refusing sound doctrine often. Aaron, thanks for listening in Seattle. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, or facebook.com/issuesetc. I remember seeing one of these viral YouTube videos of a pastor who thought it would be illustrative of something to ride his motorcycle. There was actually two of these videos. A pastor who thought, look, this is really going to wow people. It's really going to catch people's attention. It's really going to illustrate something. I don't know what it is. And he decided to ride his motorcycle. One of these videos showed a pastor riding his motorcycle in through the back of the church. He lost control of it and nearly ran over an old lady and knocked into some tables. He ended up on the ground along with the motorcycle. And the other one, a pastor thought it would be safer to bring it on the stage and ended up riding the motorcycle off the stage. I do not know what they were trying to illustrate, but sometimes illustrations like that, kind of like live lions in a cage, can get away from you. Kate says, seriously, 5 weeks of animal sermons? This is circus church. Do you agree or disagree? 1-877-623-MYIE. It's audio open lines. We've heard the story from CNN on Ed Young's use of live animals during the Easter Sunday service at Fellowship Church in Grapevine, Texas. Now I want to hear from you. Is this going too far? Is there a context in which this is appropriate? This is a good idea. Would it depend on what the message was? What would you do if your pastor decided that he wanted to fly in a 17-year-old lion from a ranch in California in a cage with his handler on Easter Sunday morning to begin a series on animals during the Easter season? What would you do if your pastor thought that was a great idea? What would you say to him? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Kyle in Greensboro, North Carolina says, I hope he doesn't mix this one up with his sex experiment. I think we all hope that those two stunts don't get mixed up. And now he makes reference to the fact that Ed Young and his wife spent 24 hours in a bed on the roof of the church a couple months ago to kick off, actually to sell a book that he's written based upon a sermon series he preached about a year ago called Sex Experiment. This was Sex Experiment 2, where they talked about bringing God back into the bedroom and how God's desire is that everyone have great sex. Well, that was the last year's stunt. You can't reprise that a third time. You need a live lion and a live lamb on the stage for Easter Sunday morning if you are Ed Young. We'll be right back.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
What happens when you take solid doctrine and solid curriculum and combine them with ancient scholars and modern technology? You get Wittenberg Academy, the very first completely online classical Lutheran high school. We are unabashedly Lutheran and offer families a rigorous standard of academic excellence. Students can pick and choose classes, or they can utilize our entire curriculum for their high school education. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes. Dedicated customer service and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
They Were Afraid, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
For to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, an empty tomb, is not good news, not for sinners, apart from his death for sinners.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon and an Ascension sermon for any size gift during the 50 days of Easter. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support during the Easter season.
We would never do anything to endanger our people. Also, we would never do anything to endanger an animal. We love animals. I think it's great to expose our kids, to expose the church to that. And I think for far too long, the church has sort of stifled creativity.
That's Ed Young of Fellowship Church in Grapevine, Texas, talking about his use of live animals during Easter Sunday service, kicking off. He says he's going to use more animals. Who knows what the next... You start with a lion, okay? The king of the beasts. Where do you go from there? I mean, where do you go from there? I guess you could bring in a rhinoceros. Those are pretty hard to cage and transport, I'm certain. Elephants are probably available. I don't know how that would fit into any biblical theme you're talking about. But Ed Young thought it was a good idea to have a live lion in a cage on Easter Sunday morning. I want to know, do you think it's a good idea? What possible purpose could it serve? He says it's about not stifling creativity. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Thursday afternoon, April the 12th. I want your reaction to Ed Young's use of a live lion and a lamb on Easter Sunday morning at his Grapevine Church. Our Facebook page for your reaction, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call right here in the studio, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. James says, actually, it's difficult now to think of Ed Young as anything other than the P.T. Barnum of theology, if it can be even called theology anymore. If you ask me, this kind of stunt goes a long way to prove that the evangelical seeker movement is nothing more than entertainment creativity indeed. Well, a lot of people have critiqued the seeker movement, of which Ed Young is probably right in the center of the stream, for being entertainment-oriented. You know, when I first saw the video of the lion on the stage at Ed Young's church, the first thing that came to my mind, of course, who am I? I just kind of was over the last couple of weeks looking at some art of the church, and I noticed this marvelous picture painted more recently of the Martyrdom of St. Polycarp. Have you ever seen this painting? The Martyrdom of St. Polycarp. There's Polycarp and the other Christians in the arena. And the painting depicts the moment at which the lions are being released. I think it's a painting of St. Polycarp, although I think Polycarp was burned at the stake. But I thought to myself, what would the early Christians think if their pastor would have said, I got a great idea. Here's St. Peter feeling a little creative on an Easter Sunday morning. I'm going to bring a live lion into our catacombs. I'm going to bring a live lion in here to make a point, to illustrate something. A general rule of thumb, if you need a 500-pound cat to make your point, growling and snarling and reaching through the bars, you probably, if that's what you need to drive your point home, your point may not be that strong. If you need a 500-pound live lion to make it. Let's see. Jason listens in Cedar Park, Texas. He says, I think it makes a spectacle in church, just like a praise band, he says, and one that distracts the congregation from where their attention should be, that being on Christ crucified for sinners. Here's a tweet from Constance. Pathetic. The man will do anything in the name of being creative, blaming the church for far too long as stifling. He's a sham, says Constance. Thank you, Constance, and thanks for your tweet. Rich in Burlington, Washington says, what would I say if my pastor pulled stunts such as this? One word, goodbye. Is the problem here boredom? Ed Young opines about the church stifling creativity. The first thing I think the reporter should have asked him is, can you give me an example of how the church has stifled creativity? Are you actually telling me that because the church has not up until this point decided that it was a good idea to bring a live lion into church on Sunday morning, on Easter Sunday, that somehow represents the stifling of creativity? I think part of the problem, maybe Ed Young needs to kind of get a broader view than his Grapevine Church. Part of the church's problem of late, especially in America, is it has put no restriction whatsoever on creativity. It has allowed creativity, man's ingenuity, man's innovations to basically take over, right? I think his assessment of the church in general is completely backward. The problem isn't the church has been stifling creativity. It has been allowing man's creativity to basically run the show rather than God's creativity. The two things are quite different. Eric in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania says, creative? I think not. I think it's ridiculous. Why doesn't Mr. Young get creative with his teaching and use the original language, cultural perspectives, etc.? Well, now we could have a conversation about what true creativity is. I mean, anybody with a couple $10,000 can get a hold of a live lion. Anybody who knows a sheep farmer can procure a live lamb. But to be truly creative, well, maybe it's something that money can't buy. Is it? Have we reached the point where guys like Ed Young are simply doing stuff like this just because they can? Hey, I got an idea. Or maybe just because no one will tell the guy it's a bad idea? You know, when Happy Days was the big series that everyone was... I'm dating myself to my teenage years. When Happy Days, that series about the 50s with Fonzie, for those of you who weren't born after 1979... It was huge. It was everything. The cast, they were celebrities. And then they did something. They went too far. They went one season too far. They didn't even seem like teenagers anymore. It was hardly credible to keep the 60s going that long. I mean, the 50s going that long, remember? And then they had an episode where they put Fonzie on a motorcycle, which in itself was not out of character. They dressed him kind of like Evel Knievel. And then they had him ride his motorcycle up a ramp and over a live shark in a tank. Do you remember that? I remember it. It's even spawned a phrase, to jump the shark. And when someone jumps the shark, they've kind of forgotten what they're all about. I don't think that the producers of the Happy Days sitcom, when they first started out, kind of dedicated to this idea of doing a sitcom based on something like American Graffiti. Wow, weren't the 50s a funny and culturally odd time? Let's do it. Let's do a sitcom on that. I don't think they ever thought at the time, and you know how we're going to end it? We're going to have one of our most popular characters dress up in a silver jumpsuit, get on a motorcycle, and jump a shark. That's how we're going to end it. Won't that be great? You never see those things coming, do you? But when you're trying to top yourself, when you're trying to create pure spectacle, or in Ed Young's words, be creative, Sunday after Sunday, it gets kind of tiring, doesn't it? You have to come up with something more spectacular. And sooner or later, you end up jumping the shark. If what you are trying to do is top yourself, create a bigger spectacle, something that people will talk about, something people will ooh and ah, something you've never done before, sooner or later, you're going to jump the shark. That goes for the producers of television programs. It goes for pastors especially. I think what I find most disturbing about Ed Young's latest stunt, we'll wait and see. Maybe he will decide to combine the motorcycle entrance with the live animals, and maybe he will actually jump a live animal to cap off his sermon series. Maybe he will. I don't, you know, you say that would never happen. I think it might. I think it might. But I think what I find most concerning about it is that Ed Young thinks, along with a lot of other pastors, along with a lot of other Christians, that they have something more creative than what God has made and what God has given. Ed Young, do you really mean to tell me that you think you have something more creative than God's word? It was the word of God that created that lion that you put on display on Easter Sunday morning. It was the word of God that created this entire universe. You got something more creative than the word of God, the simple, humble word of God that is centered upon something that's simple and humble and people get bored with so easy, the perfect life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Easter Sunday morning. And instead of simply letting God's word speak that timeless message that cannot be topped, above which there is nothing more creative, you think you have something more creative than the very word of God? Ed, you're bored. That's your problem. Your problem is you're just bored with God's word. Admit it. And instead of kind of living out your boredom, trying to alleviate your boredom, or what you think is your people's boredom with God's word, week after week, year after year, return to what is truly creative, the very word of God. It's humble. It may not even attract a lot of people to your church. but it will save the ones that it does attract. It may not wow them. It may not get the press attention that you seem to crave so much, but it does save sinners like you and me. Now, one of the problems with Ed Young and Pop American Christianity in general is their very shallow, short-sighted view of the history of Christianity, to say something like the church stifled creativity for far too long. Ed Young could use, perhaps, to read a few pages of our Issues Etc. book of the month for April called The Church from Age to Age. The only lions you'll find in there are the ones that were killing the Christians in the arena. So prepare yourself for that one. It's a history of the church from the age of the apostles till now. From Concordia Publishing House, The Church from Age to Age. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can browse before you buy at our website, or you can call Concordia Publishing House and just order The Church from Age to Age, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Folks, please help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc., a voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism, by making a special gift during the Easter season. No gift is too small. For any size donation during the great 50 days of Easter, we will send you a CD of two of my sermons, one I preached for Easter and the other for Ascension. I did not require any live livestock and or dangerous animals to preach them. It was just a simple word of God. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Or send a check payable to Issues Etc. to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping us in mind during the Easter season. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.